Grandpa's dead now, long-term sleep.
School bus, very important safety message coming to you from CFUR 88.7 FM. Now, I'm still a little tripping out about this whole Gordon Camel interview. What's even more amazing is I just got emailed from somebody a clip from Chris Rock, the American comedian, who has a comment about minimum wage. As you friendly listeners should know or might have heard about, the government, when they got into power, implemented a dual minimum wage system where there's $8 if you work over 500 hours and $6 if you work less than 500 hours. So the viewer said that this is in response to that, talks about minimum wage and McDonald's. What do you think?
I think McDonald's is going to have her ass.
Hey, why not? It's April Fool's Day. This is the April Fool's Day show on CFUR at 88.7 FM on the left of the dial. This is Chris Rock, minimum wage and McDonald's.
Oh, man. I did a lot of shit before I got into comedy, man. I should be like a busboy and shit. Some shit, but busboy. You know what that means? That means you take the bus home, yeah? No matter what happens, you end up taking the bus home. I did a lot of shit before I got into comedy, man. I used to work at McDonald's, making minimum wage, man. You know what it means when they pay you minimum wage? That means they don't give a fuck about you, okay? They don't care about your Christmas. They don't care if your kids got shoes on. You know, your boss goes, hey, how you doing? You know how the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing bad. That's how I'm doing. How the fuck could I be doing anything with this little bit of money you're paying me? Nah, this should make minimum wage, man. You know what it means when they pay you minimum wage? You know what they're trying to tell you? It's like, hey, if I could pay you less, I would. But it's against the law. This shit is crazy, man. You should work at McDonald's, man. You ever go to McDonald's and get online, and there's a guy in front of you that doesn't have enough money to get anything? He's got like 40 cents and he's trying to cut a deal. He's just like, yo, man, check this out. Yo, I got 40 cents, right? I got 40 cents. Yo, McNuggets is $1.49, man. Why don't you let me get one McNugget? Y'all can't give me nuggets? I hear that. Yo, check this out. My mellow, my man in the plan. My mellow, my ace in the place. My main shit stain. Check this out. That hamburger saying 9 cents, right? Saying 9 cents. Y'all got 40 cents in my pocket right here. Cash money. 40 cent cash money. Hamburger saying 9 cents. Why don't you let me get the bun and the pickle?
And you're listening to CFUR 88.7 FM on the left of the dial. Chris Rock, a little commentary on minimum wage in British Columbia. Thank you, Mr. Rock. While we're at it, we here at CFUR feel that on April Fool's Day, we need to have a serious message for the high school graduates, the class of 2002. What do you think about it, sir?
Yeah, okay, sure, whatever.
So, this is a serious message from CFUR to the class of 2002 and all the high schools here in Prince George and out there in internet land who might be listening whenever we get the streaming audio on. So, if for some reason you're a high school student and you happen to be awake at this ungodly hour, this message is for you.
We have a better message. Here's something from Sean Kennedy. He's some guy that we found. And this is on CFUR.
What the fuck? Because you asked for it. It's your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy, on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Around Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustains. You have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Want some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded.
I think that's enough.
That guy needs help.
That actually, in all seriousness, was disturbing. Okay, folks, for the class of 2002, in all seriousness, this is the serious message that we want to play. And it doesn't involve that many F-words. And I think it teaches you actually a very, very important lesson, a life lesson that you need to know. So here's the serious message to the class of 2002 in Prince George here from CFUR 88.7 FM. We almost got away with it on the April Fool's Day show here at CFUR.
Take anything we do seriously.
We seem to be having technical difficulties. For some reason, the CD player wants to play Dennis Leary. I don't know why it wants to play Dennis Leary, but we're not going to...
Because we played Sean Kennedy. If you want more of whatever that was, go to www.rantradio.com.
www.rantradio.com. Ah, ranting. Dennis Leary, of course. No wonder the thing is... So I'm going to throw the CD into the other CD player.
I think Dennis Leary has nothing on Sean K. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah, that was... Dennis Leary is... funny. Sean K, is it?
Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, Sean Kennedy is freaking disturbing. So, again, this is the serious message of the class of 2002 here from CFUR, April Fool's Day show. Enjoy, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999, I have
2002?
One piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room. But you don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room.
Replace all references to the champagne room with the generator.
Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside. But what about all those niggas waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all those crimes. Cool, Coolio did some of that shit. Young black men, if you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your Puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
Remember, Prince George, replace all references to the champagne room with your bar of your choice here in PG. But of course, this is messages for high school kids, so you guys don't know anything about bars.
As a funny sign, he hasn't been homeless that long. A real homeless person is too hungry to be funny. If a girl has a pierced tongue, she'll probably suck your dick. If a guy has a pierced tongue, he'll probably suck your dick. Here's a horoscope for everyone. Aquarius, you're gonna die. Capricorn, you're gonna die. Gemini, you're gonna die twice. Leo, you're gonna die. Scorpio, you're gonna die fucking. No one goes to Hooters for wings. If you've been dating a man for 4 months and you haven't met any of his friends, you are not his girlfriend. Some of the things I've said may not apply to you. Some of the things I've said may offend you. But no matter who you are, you must remember this one thing. No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
No sex in the champagne room. 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 No sex in the champagne. Can't get none. Can't have none. Champagne room. Said that's absolutely positive. No sex in the champagne room. Say no.
You're listening to CFUR 88.7 FM. This is the April Fool's Day Show 2002, coming at you live here from the beautiful CFUR studios at beautiful UNBC. Look at it here. Prince George, British Columbia, Canada, North American quadrants. Earth, Solar System, Alpha Quadrant, Milky Way Galaxy, somewhere in this whacked out universe. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Oh, wow, April Fool's Day. I still can't believe I'm awake. I need to get drunk or something. and I have to go to work tomorrow, too. I love work. This is not an April Fool's Day. This is serious, guys. I actually love work. I know it sounds sick, but I actually enjoy my work. It's all good. I won't tell you where I'm working because, well, I don't want people stalking me there, but it is all good. I have great bosses and great work, and I feel I'm doing my part for the community. And no, that was not an April Fool's Day joke. Wow. That Gordon Campbell interview still blows me away. That's just all good. That sounds funky, too. So, I'm just listening to Joe talking on the phone here. He's getting volunteers for the dating game. Now, this is not an April Fool's Day thing. This is actually serious. I, DJ Metro, was, doing my show on Saturday, and I was bored, and I don't know what I was on. I must have been on, like, really good crack, but just one sec, folks.
I know.
Sorry, folks, I had to step away from the mic for a sec. It seems that we had a couple of people call in about the news item contest. Just one second, folks. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I know what the news story, the fake one was.
Okay, so out of all the news...
Oh, sorry, the real one.
Yeah, out of all the fake news stories, which one is for real?
It's the one where the Canadian dollar dropped because of the website that said it.
That's right. Woo! Yeah, can you believe that, listeners? I can't believe... This is like the for real news of today. Because of a fake April Fool's website out there, the Canadian dollar dropped quick. Just because there was a rumor that the finance minister was going to resign. So everybody freaked out. And then all the money managers realized, hey, we got screwed, April Fool's Day. Wow, how'd you figure that out?
I'm just really smart. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I won a laundry bag? Is this the deal here?
What do you
people pawn up there? It's just like a garbage bag with like laundry written on it, isn't it? Come on, you guys.
Usually for April Fool's.
You should give me Joe.
Do you want Joe? Okay, well, here's what I'll do. Because you have doubts in terms of the value of the laundry bag, I will give you free Joe.
Oh, woo! Do I have a laundry bag too? Can I put Joe in a laundry bag?
I will put Joe in the bag, and we'll drop it off at your door, and then you can open it up and just, aw, look at the cute Joe. Free Joe's in the bag.
Well, that's great. I knew there was a reason I was listening today. And it was for free Joe in a bag.
Well, actually, DJ Metro wants to thank you for calling in, because now I realize that Joe and I are not the only two idiots awake at this hour, this ungodly hour, on a holiday Monday. Like, oh, I still can't believe I'm awake. Joe, can I get drunk now? Oh yeah, I forgot. The law says I can't get drunk on the air. Hey, I didn't say anything about smoking crack. That's it, folks. I'll just smoke crack.
If Gordon Campbell can smoke crack on the air, I think you can too.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I give an interview with Gordon Campbell. He talks about smoking crack. Well, Premier's my hero. I just want to do whatever he does. So if smoking crack is cool, then yeah, I'm down with it. Well, stay on the air or stay on the line, caller.
Oh, you also. I'm on Saturday. I'm in the dating game.
Oh,
you guys can give me away.
Did you hear that, folks? We have another member of the female persuasion joining the dating game. This is insane. Now, caller, are you sure you want to do this? I haven't even set the rules out yet for the dating
game. I was up there yesterday. I was your first volunteer.
Oh, that's right, too. That's right, too. Joe, you're getting around, man. I gave Joe away, and I took him to... Like, this is actually, in all seriousness, I took him to a place on Queensway.
And they gave you beer.
And they gave us beer. It was great.
I heard that. That's wonderful.
So I hope you have beer.
So do I get free beer, too, if you give me away? That's pretty much the reason I'm here, you know.
Well, I'm down with that, sister. I'm down with the free beer. Yes, I think... Well, last time I offered, when we had a lucky caller call in for Joe, I offered him away with... what was it? Oh, yeah, movie passes. I offered to throw $20 of my good hard-earned money in for movie passes. What I'll do is I'll throw in, what the hell's a case going for these days? $18? I'll throw $18 Canadian of my hard-earned cash in for a case of beer if you get picked up.
That's wonderful.
There you go.
I'll be up there Saturday.
Right on. Well, you stay online, caller. We'll get your 411 on that.
Excellent.
Until then, what are we going to do? Let's throw
some Dennis Leary. Play Dennis Leary.
You want Dennis Leary?
Do I ever.
Oh,
either that or Sublime. Or both. Impress me.
Both at the same time?
That would be a bit much.
That would confuse the 420 folks out there, but now I'll throw some Dennis Leary on. This is Dennis Leary here on the 420 show. Oh, my God. Here on the April Fool's Day show at CFUR 88.7 FM. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hey. you're still on air.
Oh, I'd like to sing a song about
April Fool's Day.
About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table,
and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no,
no way. No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole.
Yo, asshole,
yo,
but
yo, asshole, yo, yo. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole,
but
an
yo,
asshole.
But yo. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
The first thing is
but yo,
asshole.
But yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm an
asshole.
Yo, yo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong.
A 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal?
I'm an asshole. Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody. Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E. And I'm proud of it.
I hate America. Then I hear Dennis Leary and I think there is hope for the world. Good people like him. You're listening to DJ Metro and Joe Bowser here on the April Fool's Day show 2002 here at CFUR at 8.7 FM. I'm having a blast, actually. For someone who's been bitching and complaining about having no sleep. Hey, it's all good. And the program manager, Joe Bowser, is on the phone. We've actually been getting a lot of phone calls, so I want to say again to everybody out there, thank you for calling in. This is excellent. I'm glad to know that Joe and I are not the only people awake at this hour, us and the security dudes here at UMBC. It's nice to know that people are actually listening in on April Fool's Day, and it's before noon. Oh, my freaking God. Hey, Joe's coming in the studio. Joe, what's up?
We gotta do this more often. We gotta do this more often. So far, we haven't had any guys call in. It's great.
Okay, well, personally, DJ Metro finds that a very cool scenario that members of the female persuasion are calling in only. DJ Metro is very disturbed that you want me in before noon any day. Like, what do you want, man?
Well, I think this is weird, considering, like, normally it's just a bunch of guys that call into the station.
Okay. That is true, but I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I like my sleep, man, okay? I like to sleep in before noon when I don't work and I don't go to collage. Okay, collage. Yeah, man. Parlez-vous français?
Collage?
Parlez-vous français, eh?
C'est cool. C'est cool What's university in French again?
L'université.
Oh, yeah, l'université.
I don't go to l'université. I go to college, man. Like,
college?
Well, I never learned the French word for college in Quebec.
Sure, it's cégep.
No, cégep is a school especially for Quebec. It's a sort of like college here, but it's free, which is all good.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Oh, no. Are you thinking, are you going to do what I'm going to do, or what I'm thinking you're going to do?
What, put the lotion in the basket? It's almost 12 noon. We got to do it.
It is almost 12 noon. We do have to put the lotion in the basket.
Can we get the lotion in the basket? All right, we're trying to get the lotion in the basket. No. Oh, we're not going to get the lotion in the basket.
Shame. Well, I'm going to throw another track on. Yeah, hey, check this. I just got an email.
What?
What's up? What's
your email?
Hey, looks like Britney Spears and Metallica have combined forces to create a new album.
No.
You sure?
After Sean K, I don't think so.
But it looks like an important email. Okay, let me go through the email file here. The CFUR, 10 gig machine. Ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk.
I got the lotion in the basket.
If you're thinking this is some sort of sexual reference, folks, yes, it is coming from Joe Bowser. It is a sexual reference. Let's see the lotion in the basket. Enlighten us. Play, play, play.
Your pants, robot. Pull out your robot, crank. You killed my mommy. You killed my mommy. Why didn't you kill my dad? You killed my mommy. Mom with a hole in her head.
Okay, I just had an arm wrestling match with program manager Joe Bowser here, and after beating the crap out of him, I convinced him that we are going to play this song that has been emailed to us. So once again, folks, a C for exclusive. We just got an email from Universal Records. Britney Spears and Metallica have united to record an album, and they've already given us a sneak preview of the hit single that's going to come from this album. The Metallica Britney Spears album has yet to be named, but the hit track is already called So Crazy. So here is a world exclusive.
I'm a crack monkey myself.
Maybe the album name? Yes, maybe that's true. Maybe it will be called Crack Monkey. But here is Britney Spears and Metallica, So Crazy, here on CFUR 88.7 FM on the left of the dial. April Fool's Day Show 2002. Enjoy.
So fucking crazy.
What?
Fucking what?
Stop!
Well, I've been to Hastings and I've been to Brighton. I've been to Eastbourne too. So what? So what?
Crazy.
And I've been here, I've been there.
fucking.
CFUR FM 88.7 is doing a satirical description of events and pretty much everybody. This may be offensive to some listeners. Probably almost any listener at this point. We apologize if we offended anybody, considering what some of the stuff we played today. We're being serious for a moment because
we're covering our ass. Because we did not plan this April Fool's Day show ahead of time. We just showed up on crack and made it up, and I can't. We're looking at each other. During that last song, we're looking at each other and we're thinking, okay, we're going to lose our license. We're going to jail.
Oh, no. We're still a test. Let's slap test after everything we say now.
Test.
Oh, great. You're listening to the CFUR FM 88.7 broadcast test.
I have a good test.
Test?
And it's CanCon, too.
All right. Do a test.
Yes, let's do another audio test, and this time it's Canadian, which helps us meet the requirements of 35% of Canadian content in any regular show, according to Industry Canada. So, what's Canadian, and what sounds good, and is a good audio test? Hey, what about Bob and Doug McKenzie? Does that sound good to you, Joe?
Sounds nice and safe.
It could be. Here's Take Off from Bob and Doug McKenzie here on CFUR 88.7 FM, to the left of the dial. April Fool's Day, 2002. Enjoy.
$10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North. Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh. We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good luck.
Okay. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, Take Off!
Saying, eh?
Yeah,
he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now. And,
well, so. Except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that? You're making me look bad. You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north.
Hey, hose hand.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, listen to this one's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Oh, get out. It is not.
You're
lying.
It is so.
Stop
lying,
will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's coming in.
Well, that's like...
It's like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That can't be.
It is. Yeah, it is. Because hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You.
Come back. I won't.
are such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, hoser. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. I love those guys. You're listening to the April Fool's Day show here on CFUR 88.7 FM to the left of the dial. Oh, man. We're dead. We are so dead. Okay, who have we not offended today? Let's see now. This is like actually a holy holiday, and we had stories about the Roman Catholic Church. We go into a very serious rant about high school, and what do we play? We play that, was it Kenny G? Was that guy?
Sean Kennedy.
Oh, Sean. Oh, I thought it was Kenny G. Yeah. I thought it was Kenny G on crack ranting. You know, Kenny G, man. I swear, man. Conspiracy theory. He's fuck sword. He's crazy.
Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, that's... If you want more of that, go to www.rantradio.com. Hey, look, the Winter Garden's opening. Yeah, that's almost time for us to go on April Fool's Day show. That means pints of beer for Joe and me and anybody else in the studio. Oh, it's just us. I can afford that. Woohoo! I still gotta pay rent, actually.
Oh yeah.
So this is a big shout out to Ruins, Growlies, and Experience. You guys hooked us up this weekend. We love you guys. We thank you guys. Yeah, actually, you guys gave us a lot of good stuff for this weekend, and we definitely appreciate that, and we look forward to working with you guys next weekend, too. So, if you're around town, folks, check out Growlies, check out The Experience, and check out Ruins.
Oh, and to that chick that called in about the prizes,
Say that again?
The chick other than Pia that called in about the prizes.
Oh, yeah. There is a listener out there whose name is not Pia, who called in about prizes. You're more than welcome to call in again, and we'll hook you up with the prize. I don't know what it is, but hey, we'll hook you up with the prize anyway. Oh, organic snack bars. Yeah, that comes from the Experience Survival Pack. Hey, definitely. This is good. We got prizes. More prizes. If it doesn't come in, we're going to give it away to, someone who's going to take Joe out for a date. Hey, it's all good. What are we going to do? I don't know. We need to play some more Canadian content, so we're going to play some Tom Green. This is the Bum Bum song, Tom Green, on CFUR at 8.7 FM, April Fool's Day 2002. Enjoy, folks.
My bum is on the rail, bum is on the rail, look at me. My bum is on the rail, my bum is on the man, bum is on the man. It's a lot of fun to put your bum on a man. My bum is on the step, bum is on the step. Don't fall down the step, you might hurt your bum. And that's not very fun, if you fall down and hurt your bum. I like to put my bum on things, it's fun for everyone. My bum is on the cheese, bum is on the cheese. If I get lucky, I'll get a disease. My bum is on the Swedish, 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 Swedish. My bum is on the gum, my bum is on the gum. I can blow a bubble with my bum, bum, bum. My bum is on the ship, the battleship. I hope they don't shoot the cannon in my bum. Let's do poo all over the place, poo, poo. Cause that isn't very fun, when they shoot a cannon in your bum. I like to put my bum on things, it's fun for everyone. My bum is on the dog, my bum is on the cat, my bum is on the phone, my bum is all alone. The rail is all alone, the man is all alone, the Swedish is all alone. My bum is all alone. 1, 2, 3, 4. My bum is all alone. 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 Get the poo off my bum.
Get the poo off.
I need the poo off my bum. I gotta get the poo off my bum.
Poo poo.
I wanna hear the cannon. No, let me hear the cannon. No, no, no. No, not the loon.
Bum is on the bum is on the bum is on the bum.
I wanna hear the cannon. I wanna hear the cannon. I wanna hear the cannon, not the loon.
Yeah, the cannon! Now get the poo off my bum! I want the poo-poo off my bum-bum! Can I hear the loon again, Dula?
Yeah, there it goes. Poo-poo, pee-pee, wah-wah jokes, you know, they sell.
Ooh, he said pee-pee on the air.
I think it's, yeah, so we're near the end of, well, it's almost 12. It is 12. So I guess that's the end of the show.
Well, I think there's time for one more thing. Like, as a serious news organization, CFUR needs to...
news organization?
Shut up. As a serious news organization, CFUR needs to spread the word. And besides, we have an exclusive interview with Premier Gordon Campbell. Like, no one else has this interview. I think we need to play it one more time. You are the program manager. Do you mind if I play this one more time?
Go right ahead, man. But after that, we got to get going pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you called about the prizes before, call again, please.
And we'll hook you up with prizes because it's all good. The number again is 960-7664-960-SONG. But we're only going to take calls from people who did call in earlier and are requesting prizes. So, this is, one more time, the Gordon Campbell interview on CFUR, 88.7 FM, on the left of the dial.
And now we have an interview with Gordon Campbell, the Premier of British Columbia. Mr. Premier, thank you for agreeing to the interview with us. If you don't mind, I'd like to jump right into the first question. Mr. Campbell, in the Liberal campaign for the election last year, your party claimed that it would be improving access to high-tech resources so that the people of British Columbia can compete in the global economy. Yet your government seems to be cutting the budget for high-tech. Perhaps you could explain what your personal knowledge of the internet and high technology is so we can understand why the government's cutting the budget when it's claiming to be increasing access to technology.
I was at a meeting a week ago today with someone who had a cell phone.
Cell phone? I was hoping that the Premier would have a bit more knowledge of the internet than that. Well, next question. I'll just get right to the hard stuff if you don't mind, Mr. Premier. So, a lot of people claim that you and your government have no respect for democracy, that your actions reflect almost a totalitarian decision-making process.
That's what we said we'd do in the election, and we intend to follow through.
Are you saying that you and your government want to get rid of democracy?
Those are some of the goals that we'd have.
We've also heard rumors that you and your government have always planned on making education an area used exclusively and controlled exclusively by the rich of BC. Is that true?
Those are some of the goals that we'd have.
Okay, I have to ask this question. I just can't resist. Let's pretend that your government is not going to get elected in the next election. Is it the plan of your government to basically loot and pillage this province?
Those are some of the goals that we'd have.
Mr. Premier, as you know, marijuana is a federal issue under the Canada's Constitution. As it's part of the criminal code, it has to be decriminalized by Parliament. However, I've heard rumors that you personally support the full decriminalization of marijuana. Is that true?
I wish it was up to me. If it was, we would have had it a long time ago.
I've also heard rumors that your cabinet is considering putting a tax on growers and grow-ops in order to raise money for the provincial budget. What is the province going to do in order to promote the purchase of BC Bud outside of BC, particularly in other countries?
We are working, I think, as strongly as we can. We're going to open up markets, hopefully, in China. We've been out trying to build, invigorate the market in Japan. I think we'll be actively going after some of the European suppliers' markets in Europe, and I think we can, and I think we can succeed, and that's one of the reasons that we have the $24 million set aside for international marketing.
But what about the United States? The Americans buy the most of our BC Bud. What do you think is the solution to the problem that they have a lot of anti-drug laws and they have their famous war on drugs? How do you think that we can encourage the Americans to tone down their war on drugs so that we can sell BC Bud and Chronic to the American people?
The challenge is really to bring the Americans to the table.
I see. Now, outside of the usual hotspots such as the West Coast of the United States and the major urban centers, Is there anywhere else that in the United States has been demanding more BC Bud be shipped to them?
One of the things that we've heard from people in, for example, Idaho, is they need wood.
When you say wood, I'm assuming that's a buzzword or code word in Victoria for chronic. Now, have there been any attempts to use the BC Ferries Fast Cats to smuggle marijuana to the United States, and have they been successful?
The fact is, we haven't had any luck, so we're going to have to be more aggressive in what we're doing.
Now, Mr. Premier, a lot of people have noticed that the direction the government's taking and the actions that are being carried out by government are seem to be the polar opposite of what your government promised during the provincial election. For example, your party during the election promised to protect health and education funding, yet it's basically been frozen for the next 3 years, which affects how it's delivered to the people of BC. Now, some people have alluded to these differences happening because of your possible use of crack. Have you heard these rumors before?
That's what I hear when I'm out talking to the public.
Well, that's very interesting, sir. Well, I have to ask you straight out now. Are you a crack addict? Do you smoke crack on a regular basis, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes, our caucus is. Yes, our cabinet will be.
And how long have you been smoking crack?
Well, I'll tell you, I've done this now for about 15 years.
Actually, Mr. Premier, you look glassy-eyed and hazy. Are you with it? Or have you been hitting the crack pipe lately? Okay, who have you been partying with last night, sir, when you came to town?
4 people from the hotel, 6 guys in the wrong room.
Okay, I have to ask. You seem like you party all the time. Do you have a nickname for yourself when you party?
Player.
So you think you're a player. Okay. I guess I might as well wrap this interview up really quickly. We've been hearing rumors that you are considering resigning, so I'll ask you straight out, sir. Is there any chance of you resigning before the end of your term in the next couple of months?
There is a glimmer of hope. I wouldn't say it's a ray of sunshine.
Once you resign, what are you going to do?
I'm going back to school.
But Mr. Premier, you disallowed institutions, the colleges and universities of BC, to increase tuition fees to whatever rate they want, in some cases by 100-200%, even more. How are you going to afford tuition fees?
Now, I don't know how that will work.
And just one more question, sir. What are you going to do after this interview? Are you going to like an important cabinet meeting or a meeting with constituents or a brainstorming session or anything really critical that people in BC need to know? Or what's your plan?
I'm going to a hockey game.
Well, Mr. Premier, I'd like to thank you for answering a few questions, and I hope that the people of Prince George are enlightened by your answers. Again, thank you.
Well, it's past noon. April Fool's Day. Woohoo!
Yes, anything that we did during that time shouldn't be taken seriously. So if you are listening to between the hours of, I don't know, 11 and 12, I guess, 10:30 to 12, yeah.
I don't know, whenever we got our drunken asses in here.
Hungover and all that, yeah. We're sober now, but, yeah. We're still on crack, I think. Can't believe we did this.
Yeah, I still can't believe we got a... Okay, I woke up at, I don't know, 9:30 on a holiday Monday. What the hell was I thinking?
And you woke up before me and you called me up. That's, oh. So, oh. For shows during the week, tomorrow I'll interview Adrian Carr. Hey, I'm definitely playing that Gordon Campbell interview on that interview.
Oh, God.
It's like, hey, check this shit stuff out.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Check this out. Yeah, we have to be good people today because, you know, we did push the envelope quite a bit.
Yeah, we had security come by the studio. Oh, man. So all the listeners out there, thank you for listening today, or this morning so far. This proves that while we are on crack, there are people listening to Crack Addicts, and we appreciate you listening to us. We'll keep on hitting the crack pipe just for you. But we have a surprise for you folks. We're actually going to stay on the air for a while. I don't know why, but we're actually going to stay and play music.
Yeah. Normal, ordinary music. So right now we're going to play... let's play some Layaway Plan.
Okay, while Joe's queuing that up, I'll just get out of his way and I'll just remind you folks of a few serious items.
Real items.
First of all, the dating game. The first ever CIFR dating game is going to be taking place this coming Saturday. April the whatever the hell. The first Saturday of April. What's the deal? Well, I don't know yet. DJ Metro's organizing it. DJ Metro still has to set the rules. But there is a website you can check out.
And there's a volunteer. There's a volunteer.
Yeah, we have volunteers, and we have a website. We don't have any rules. But if you want more information, check out go.to/DJ Metro. That's one word. go.to/DJ Metro. There's nothing there. There's like a funky brick background and a really cool logo that says C for dating game, but in a couple of days, I'll actually put some rules up. what else? Oh, yeah, of course.
Interview about Pro Rep tomorrow.
Ah, Pro Rep. And could you explain what Pro Rep is, sir?
Proportional representation.
And who is that being proposed by?
I think it's the Green Party.
Actually, a number of parties are pushing for proportional representation. But, hey, watch your mouth. But the Green Party and Adrian Carr is going to be live in the studio? Live?
Yeah. Oh, and we should play the Gordon Campbell interview and see what she thinks of that.
She'll probably have a good laugh. But yeah, tomorrow live on Tuesday, CFUR presents an interview, intimate and interactive, if I can steal a trademark term.
Oh, great. Oh, no.
Yeah, now we're gonna get sued by Much Music. Oh, we're just okay. Have we offended any? Is there anybody we have not offended? Probably not. I think we've done a good job.
No. Well, the thing is, we have followed the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to the T. We did not offend anybody that's set in there. So we're all good.
Yeah, we didn't offend anybody based on age, sex, race, sexual orientation. Yeah, we just attacked people because, like, well, Gordo's for a game.
White, male, and rich. I mean,
you heard it now. You heard that, folks, on CFUR. Gordo is white, male, and rich. Wow, I didn't know. Thanks for telling me, man. But yeah, in all seriousness,
it's not like he's a minority of any type whatsoever. Really.
But he is. He's a minority of the rich.
Oh, do we get in trouble for you know, doing that?
Propagating class warfare? I don't know. But
we gotta check that out. Otherwise, the Human Rights Commission can go after us.
We'll check that out. But yeah,
the Human Rights Commission would care.
But yeah, tomorrow for all, like, in all seriousness, now that noon has come and gone and we're all on serious news, Adrian Carr is live, intimate, and interactive in the C4 studio, so that'll be an interesting...
The beatdown
this Friday.
Oh yeah, the beatdown this Friday. Explain.
The beatdown with Andrew, and I'm considering actually having a Caught in the Fur fall, go right before then.
And what time is that?
I think Caught in the Fur will be on 8 o'clock at night. So 8 to 9, weekday, Caught in the Fur with Joe Bowser.
And right after that, Beatdown
with Andrew.
What's his DJ handle? Do we know? No.
He doesn't have one.
Okay, we'll have to work on that. If you can think of a good DJ handle for Andrew, call in 960-7664. And for Joe, call in 960-7664. We'll come up with some funny names. But yeah, so check this. Tuesday, Adrian Carr. Friday, Caught in the Fur at night, which is going to be cool. And Beatdown. Saturday, more live programming, including the dating game. Oh, yeah. Oh, and Sunday, more live programming. Like, wow, we're doing all good. Wow, let's throw some music on.
And if Graham gets back in town, Tuesdays, Thursdays as well.
Oh, wow, man. So, April Fool's Day, even though the fools are over, we're going to stay here for a couple hours because we're still high on crack and we can't legally drive. Joe, throw some music on.
This is a layaway plan with 3-Year Teeth, 2001. Now, this band no longer exists, and we got a phone call, so here we go on CFUR.
We'll be right back.
So, you're listening to CFUR FM 88.7 in Prince George, and, holy crap, I can't believe we got away with any of that. Well, actually, we didn't, so. Wow. So we know where our limits are. That's a big plus in this day and age, knowing how far are you willing to go. And we learned a lot of stuff today. We learned that we're never doing one of these shows until next April Fool's Day. And we're never doing one of these shows without planning again. And the problem with April Fool's Day is, well, why don't we just do a late night show one night on tape and tape it? Because I'm not getting up this early. What a little crap. So right now we're going to play for you some Daryl's Grocery Bag. Do you like my van? This is the first Daryl's Grocery Bag song I heard. It's off the CD sampler, Give Us a Break 2, put up by Spawner Records. Spawner Records put out a new album called Let's Hope These Are Radio Friendly 2, which should have been out now, but Kyle's spending precious time perfecting it, or I don't know. We'll call Kyle today, why not? We'll call Kyle today and find out what's going on. And after Do You Like My Van, we're going to play some Thursday. And because, well, my request didn't go through yesterday, so I'm not incredibly happy. So, Thursday, and this song will be called Cross Out the Eyes. That's a really good song. So we're going to play Cross Out the Eyes, but first, Do You Like My Van?